You can never, never ask me to stop drinking. Do you understand?
I do. I really do. One bourbon, one
scotch, one beer. All right, here we go. Role play level of concern. We all know the way this works. We'll go around the table, and I will give you, oh, you Noodles, or myself, a person, a team, a place, a scenario, and you've got to play that. And then as a result, you can tell me, based on the situation, if you are cool, calm, and collected, just a pint on the patio, maybe a six-pack and a shot, 12-pack and a shot, use your own judgment in terms of the medium level of concern, and then we all know it's Nick Cage when it's full-blown level of concern. Okay, you guys ready to play?
Yep.
Yes.
Ready to rock.
Oh, let's kickstart with one of your own here. The O-Dog is Nick Nurse, the head coach of the Raptors. What is your level of concern the distractions of Tampa will factor into the way your team performs this upcoming season?
I am a pint on the patio if you're going to level of distractions with what's going on in Florida. These guys are smart guys. The Raps were one of the first teams to go down to Florida in the bubble. They know the routine. They know that this is not a party. I don't even think they're going to be allowed outside. I don't even know how you can monitor this, Brian. Like, they won't be allowed to go anywhere. The whole league. We've seen how teams have had to operate and the restrictions on these guys, and you know they're going to be dialed in. I don't even know how they're going to figure this out, but you know the Raps and MLSE, they're going to do it right for these guys. They're going to find a neighborhood for them or some kind of condo. How are they going to figure out?
They will. But the players apparently were the ones pushing this. And it wasn't just so that they could sit in their backyard in the sun. It was so that they could have some freedom, I would assume. Like, because the state isn't going to stop anyone. You can do anything you want in Florida.
Okay, then they're flat out stupid. But no. If I'm doing this level of concern on the expectation, it's a pint in the patio. If they want to wheel off and do whatever they want, I don't know what that would be in this society we got cooking right now, but as far as expectation, I'm going to go a pint on the patio.
Okay. All right. I like it. I think you're right. I mean, they have been through it before, the pros. If you're playing golf, if you're in a pool or something, it's all good. You know, it's just avoid the bars, avoid clubs.
Yeah.
Avoid
Ybor City. If the bunch of them get caught out at Ybor City, we got a serious problem.
No, right.
But they can go golfing. They can. I mean, it's just a different life down there. You guys talked about it. Sam Mitchell was talking about it. It's going to be the dead of winter up here. They're going to be able to go for, you know, a walk, a drive, sit by the pool, go shoot 18 holes of golf.
Yeah.
And, yeah, get some takeout and sit outside. And
but, Jamie,
and
I can see me
beers.
And you being in our 20s, being professional athletes, calling each other, saying, let's just go down the street and maybe watch the game and have
a couple beers. Take a peek.
Yeah. And we would think in our heads, there's nothing wrong with this because we got to get out of our house no matter what. And we got to just go. All we're doing is, quote, having a couple beers. God knows what that would turn into, but who knows? But I'm still a pint on the patio just on expectation.
Okay. Noodles, you are Toronto ticket holders in the year 2021. Level of concern that you will or will not see a live game in the year 2021. The whole year you are a season ticket holder in the city of Toronto.
See, I was going to be Cage, but I am going to be a 12-pack with a couple shots of Tito's.
Okay.
And because the first six months, it's Cage every day of the week.
They're not even going to be playing here, probably.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not even going to have the opportunity. But I believe, and I'm not sure what date, but you might see playoff hockey here. You might be able to, if it spills into June, or you might be able to get baseball. Like, that's the type of stuff. That's why I believe it's a 12-pack, but a couple shots of vodka to take the edge off, because you are concerned because you're not going to get a full year of it, but you might get a partial year of some normalcy in your life.
I'm caged the whole time.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I think you could backdoor this, right? Like, the next year's NHL season starts, you know,
September.
by next October or November. The Raptors would be home next year. You presume they better be. I'm with you on that. I am public golf in 2021. What is my level of concern? We'll see a massive drop off in participation. Play it.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
This is the issue with the winters in Canada. Like, oh, you and I, we will be chomping at the bit to play come April. Dying to play golf again. We love to play. It's a passion of ours. We're going to play. We have seen such a spike in the amount of golf being played. Sam said it down in Georgia. It's happening all over the place because it's an opportunity to get out of your house, go do something, interact, kind of, I guess, feel like you're active, feel like you're achieving something, feel like you're looking forward to something. But if we get back to normal life, you know, by next summer or close to it, I think people will revert back to what they generally would do with their spare time. And I think golf hit its peak. I think it will still be very, very popular and probably more popular than it would have been prior to COVID. But I don't think you can ever expect to see what we saw this summer, where every tee sheet was stacked, foursome, 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 foursome. Like, it's just an outrageous amount of golf being played.
Never seen anything like it.
Never seen anything like it. And incredible for the sport, incredible for all the courses and all the ranges. But it can't possibly stay at that level if we get closer to normalcy come next summer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, circling back on the O-Dog. You are Rudy Giuliani.
Just play it. I don't even know what it is.
Never.
That's right.
I need to hear it, though.
Okay, level of concern, your salad will start leaking gravy the next time you're back on stage.
You can never ask me to stop drinking.
Yep.
They got to put this guy in a air-conditioned room. Imagine this guy jogging. Imagine if he comes back and just, you know, when you work out and you can't cool down, you're trying to fire a suit on. This guy will be a disaster. And like I said, the mistake here, there's two of them. A, he's only got the back quarter of his skullet. There's no sense of painting that. And you can't, you cannot paint a skullet 12 minutes before going into a steaming hot room to do an interview like that.
Yeah.
Major two errors. And by the way, like, there was all kinds of business on this. There was a panel of hairstylists that weighed in on the gravy leak.
Yeah.
Like, they were weighing in what the hell happened, what is going on here. It was a tough one for him.
News where they're breaking down the guy's salad that leaked. But that's how polarizing things are down there. I also believe, did I not read that he quoted like my cousin Vinny or something?
Yeah, he did.
Too?
I think he was talking about being Joe Pesci or something like that.
I don't know. I once the election was over, I'm out. I tuned out.
I have completely tuned out. And I think it's just, can we just move on and get going here? And like, it's their country. They're going to do what they're going to do. But I was so into the election and daily basis. What's going on? Did you see what this guy said? What she tweeted? And I have completely disengaged myself. Yeah. I'm out. Noodles, you are Clay Thompson. Level of concern, you will never be the same player ever again.
I'm almost caged, but he's so talented.
Right.
Like, that's where I'm a 24 pack. So I'm a case. Is it called
with
a case
four
here?
With four shots.
Yeah. I'm a flat, an Alberta flat, which is 24. I think it's called a case here. A 2-4. I'm a 2-4. Because you are leaning towards, hey, you know, now you're going to miss two seasons, right? And I know it's abbreviated, I know it's COVID, but you had a massive injury against the Raptors, and then now this, like, it's...
They're crazy, man. Two full seasons, gone.
He's so talented. That's the thing. He's one of the best shooters. So even just getting to position to shoot, even if you're not 100%, I still believe in the talent of the shot. That's why I didn't go full Nick Cage. I'm just going a 2-4 and a couple. We'll throw in a couple. Yeah,
it's as close as you can get. For the average person, that's hospitalized. That's not Nick Cage. But for us, that's a sliver below it. But he's a great perimeter defender as well. He's a great two-way guard. I don't see him ever being the same again. 2 years off when you're 30 and both legs got hit. It's tough, man.
Tough.
I am Ross Atkins, the GM of the Jays. Level of concern, you've hyped up the offseason too much. I am going to go with a pint on the patio as of today. That might change in 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, but he does nothing.
Exactly. Nothing has happened yet, right?
Right.
Nothing has happened yet. Yes, we've been talking it up that we're in the business of improving our team and going after a couple of big shooters, and maybe that's Francisco Lindor, maybe it's Chris Bryant, maybe it's DJ LeMahieu, maybe it's Springer, maybe it's Bauer. But as far as I know, no one else has signed them yet. No one else has acquired them yet. So I haven't had an underwhelming offseason. I haven't lied to the people or been misleading whatsoever. It is still in front of me. Ross Atkins does not speak up and say much. When he does, you can bank that he has security behind him, right? Like Shapiro and the ownership clearly have told him, green light special, go out there and grab somebody, if not multiple guys. And I think they're going to do it. I really do. I think it's going to happen. I'd be surprised if it didn't. And it's too early into the offseason for Nick Cage or even a six-pack in shots. It's pine on the patio. Yeah. You are Augusta National. Level of concern, the norm going forward, we'll see the champion shoot around 20 under par.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
Dude, these guys hit it so far and they're so good, they're not going to go down. They're not. Someone's not going to win in April at 12 under par. And it's like these guys condition themselves and train. Like DeChambeau is probably thinking to himself, whether he executes it or not, I got to shoot 25 under to win that golf tournament. Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
He's just thinking, if somebody gets, if one of the top 10 players in the world gets dialed in, what that equates to is something around 20 under par. So
yeah,
whether that be Dustin Johnson, DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, McIlroy, if someone gets dialed in on that golf course, I think that's what it's going to look like in the future. And I think that they're probably conditioning themselves to do that. And knowing going in, if they crap their pants in the first round and they're two over par, they probably have no shot of winning the golf tournament.
Look at what the two rookies did. Sung Jae Im and Cameron Smith were both, what, 15 under?
Yeah.
14,
any other year, that might win the Masters.
It might.
It does. It does win the Masters.
Yeah, it would. I mean, 90% of the Masters historically, that clearly wins. But now it didn't, and those were rookies, you know, let alone a guy who knows the course and can fire things up. It's not going to happen every year, and you're going to get times where it's bad conditions. But
yeah, and the conditions will be a lot different. Like they talked about it. I've been watching, you know, just golf shows and golf podcasts where they say those conditions were just –
too easy for that course. It shouldn't be like that. But it's not going back to 9 under. Someone's going to win at 9 under.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah, it's not. It's not going to happen. Noodles, you are Jim Nantz of CBS. Level of concern, Tony Romo will be making more than double what you do after your next deal.
Play it.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
Wow.
He's making 5, right? And Romo's at 17.
Right, so he'd have to hit eight and a half to hit.
How much term on Romo? How much term on Romo?
I thought he signed a 10-year deal or something like
that. It was,
crazy long deal.
Jesus,
I think, one of our, I guess, bosses you could call it,
A
management type sent us a note yesterday, saying it was all about leverage, which is fair.
He was fake news on that take.
But you don't think so? I mean,
Jimmy Nance's leverage is I can just walk away and you got to get somebody else. They could go out and get somebody that's qualified to do golf, but Jimmy Nance has a pretty big name around the United States as far as doing sports.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, that to me is big leverage, where friend of the show emailed us and said he has no leverage.
He's got
leverage.
There's
a lot of leverage.
CBS for 30 years, he's the voice of CBS Sports, just like Joe Buck is with Fox. Al Michaels isn't even that with NBC. It's just Sunday Night Football. Al Michaels doesn't do anything else. Like, Nance, everything CBS touches, he's got it. Football, golf, March Madness. It doesn't get any bigger than that. It's all Jim Nance.
How old is Jim Nance, though? 65?
No, he wouldn't be that old, but he's into his probably early 60s, late 50s now. You know.
All right. Well,
but I'm kind of with you, Noodles. I'm not sure he's getting more than 8. A year.
Yeah, like if you go from 5 to 8, that's a handsome raise.
Not bad at all. Yeah.
But is there a marketplace for him? That's the thing. Does he walk out and go, hey, you know what? I'm free. And somebody goes, yeah, I'll give you $15 million a year. Who's giving him $15 million a year?
That's
if all
question.
The slot, that's the point, the marketplace yep. for him. So I, that's why my level of concern is Cage.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. I mean, I hear what you're saying. There's only so many sports networks out there that have that type of programming that would lure in a guy like Jim Nantz.
Right.
Wrap this up. I am COVID-19. Level of concern, the vaccines will wipe you out by the end of 2021. Play it.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
And it's just a shot in the dark, but it has to be the case. I need it to be the case.
Yeah.
We're all done with this. You know, we got to grind, and we got to be a part of this civic duty ourselves. We've all got a big platform here. Let's try to just grind, take care of each other, get through it all. But hopefully by the end of this, you know, the tunnel, we can see some light, get those vaccines right. cooking, get some better testing cooking, getting some treatment cooking, and let's make this thing a part of the past. Nick
I
Cage
agree.
Style. And then once it is, we're going Nick Cage. And we're all going to hook up, and we're all going to Vegas or somewhere. I don't care. We'll go to Timmins.
We have to make a plan for when this is over. We're going to have a series of shows not at home. Like, not in studio, like a road show or something like that. In the GTA area, even
has
if we
be.
Needed to.
Yeah, a little tour around town.
Exactly.
Saying hi to people. It has to happen. Well, that's an interesting question. Like, what would you prefer? Your first time back in the rink. Would you rather see the Leafs down at Scotiabank or on the road somewhere?
Scotiabank.
I'll take Nashville.
So there you go. You can take wherever you want. Nashville,
I'll
Vegas,
see them in
Montreal.
Vegas. I'll see them in Montreal, exactly. Like, I would, because if we did a little boys trip or something like that, you're making a night of it. You're making a weekend of
Montreal's
it.
Montreal's pretty tough to beat. Saturday night, Leafs in town. That's a good.
That would probably be my pick because it would signal that both of our cities are in a much better spot.
Yeah.
It would signal, okay, we're moving, we're going somewhere, we're traveling, you know, we're going to interact with people that aren't in the same area code. And Leafs Hap Saturday night at the Bell Center is electric as it gets.
I want to tag one thing on. The only reason I want somewhere south of the border, that means the border's open.
Right.
And that means that, you know, that we're talking playoff hockey or something like that. So I'll take even New York City with, you know, a healthy New York, MSG, Rangers team pretty good. You know, that would be
Saturday
night in New York City.
Yeah.
We could do worse.
Yeah, I am curious to see what New York's all about. I mean, we obviously haven't been down there for so long, but the epicenter of the West, right? Like the Wuhan of the West, essentially, was New York.
Well,
New York
originally, City, I mean. Yeah, originally, and it's starting to get bad. But I had a buddy that lives in New York and Miami, and he just goes back and forth. And I saw today he was flying back to Miami. So
they're taking flights, going back and forth, back and forth, business open.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I guess domestically, you can do the same thing up here. You can fly around the country for the most part. Leanne's not happy with me, saying, please stop taking digs at Timmins. All right, we won't go to Timmins then. We'll go somewhere else. Sorry about that, Leanne.
I'd like to go to Timmins.
I like Timmins. Home of Dave Pullen. Nothing wrong with Timmins. Great little town.
Love Timmins.
Yeah, shout out.